welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, June 25th, 2014, hump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan on Friday. A lot of crazy stuff going on. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Today in our third hour, our guest is author Dee McLachlan. She is writing these children's books that take a very realistic but unofficially approved look at the various issues of our day. And her new book on the three tall buildings is now out, and she'll be joining us to talk about that as well. Sometime during the show, Paul Topetti from the band Poker Face is going to be calling in to talk about Freedom Palooza, which is coming up next month. And it's this annual gathering of bands and people getting together talking about what's going on with our nation and enjoying the music and basically just having a good on party. So we're going to be hearing about that. Now then, turning on over to Iraq. Iraq's Prime Minister Maliki is rejecting an emergency salvation government. This was a suggestion that came in from John Kerry that Maliki basically change the Iraq government to be more inclusive of all of the various factions in Iraq. Maliki has refused that. He's refusing to step down. He has put out a call to all of the politicians that support him to band together and unite together and present a unified stance of this is our country, we conquered it with the help of the United States, and by golly, you will remain our slaves. And that's not going over too well. Fox News was honestly reporting that the Sunni militants, they've stopped just trying to blame this on ISIS or ISIL, and they're saying Sunni militants are now in control of one-third of Iraq. Story coming out of Investment Watchdog, Baghdad is a frightened city as ISIS continues to gain ground. They're very concerned that Baghdad could actually fall. Now, of course, the U.S. is already intervening there. The Pentagon has announced the U.S. Special Operations troops are already at work in Iraq. They're still calling them military advisors, which was the lie they fed us when they got us into that mess in Vietnam. And obviously, this means that Obama's comment of a week ago about how we will not have actual troops in combat in Iraq was another one of the endless lies that we get from this government. They're trying to get back into Iraq, and they're hoping you're not going to notice. You know, pay no attention to this new invasion of Iraq here. This would be invasion number three from the United States. Desert Storm, then Desert Stomp in 2003. Mission accomplished. No, it wasn't really, so we have to go back in. But don't pay any attention to that. Go look at the IRS scandal or something like that. Now, the U.S. Is claiming that Syria is behind many of the airstrikes that we are hearing reported from inside Iraq. And Syria is openly saying, yes, they're sending in warplanes, and Iran is sending in drones. And this has created an amazing political situation where here we have the United States and Syria and Iran all on the same side against the Sunnis. This, of course, is driving Israel absolutely out of their mind because Israel's agenda has been to keep Syria and the United States enemies and keep the United States and Iran enemies so that the U.S. will go in and blow those people up. And now all of a sudden we're on the same side, which show inconsistent and lacking in focus our foreign policy has become. And I'm not surprised that even the corporate media polls are showing Americans are absolutely disgusted with Obama's handling of foreign policy. We're continuing to get reports that the Sunnis are in charge of the largest oil refinery in Iraq. We've been hearing that for a few days, always followed by denials from Baghdad and Washington, D.C., but it's going back and forth. Meanwhile, over in Syria, the Nusra Front in Syria, this is al-Qaeda's supposed Syrian offshoot, has now aligned with ISIS at this Syria-Iraq border town. This gives the Sunnis control of that very important border crossing. So it's very blurry who's working with who and who's opposed to who, and everybody's switching sides back and forth. Fun and games. More confirmation, this is out of AmericanProsperity.com, that ISIS was trained at a U.S. base in Jordan back in 2012. And the U.S. government, at your expense, armed ISIS, gave them weapons and training, and then tried to focus them on Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. Now ISIS has decided they're going to chart their own course, and they're trying to create a new Islamic caliphate state in Iraq and Syria, and this is called blowback. And blowback is what happens when you have a foreign policy that really isn't thinking all that far into the future, that's crafted to meet an immediate goal, an immediate agenda. We have to get Assad, and who cares what happens after that? Classic example of blowback would be Iran in 1979, where the U.S. went in 1953, overthrew the elected government of Mohammad Mossadegh, imposed the Shah and his dictatorship, the Savak police, in order to loot Iran's oil at below market prices for the benefit of American and British oil companies. And that's where that program stopped. Aha, we've got Iran, that's all we need. And then, of course, in 1979, the Iranian people got sick and tired of their U.S. puppet government, kicked them out, kicked out the Shah, and started their own country all over. That's called blowback. And the U.S. has been trying to figure out a way to get into Iran and take it back over ever since. They tried another coup d'etat in 2009, and it fell flat on its face when the son of the Shah opened his big mouth and announced that that was the plan for the U.S. to bring back the Shah, or the Shah's son, and take it back to what life was like after the overthrow of Mossadegh. And then they started having all of these, you know, pro-coup d'etat rallies with these vans loaded with flags they were handing out, and they were all identical manufacturer, and they were all the flag of the Shah. And once the Iranian people saw that, they realized this whole coup d'etat was another U.S.-sponsored fake, and the whole thing fizzled and collapsed. Now, up in the Baltic, there's been a bit of a ward-off, I guess is a good name for it. Apparently, a Russian naval vessel got too close to NATO-protected waters. NATO has arbitrarily said, you will not cross this line. And the Russian ship didn't actually cross the line, but they sailed right up to it, and a Royal Navy frigate went to try and chase them away. Everybody's wagging their sabers, waving their sabers at each other. Meanwhile, over in Germany, they ran another poll, and it came back with 74%, almost three-quarters of Germans, are opposed to permanent NATO bases in Poland and the Baltics. This push by NATO to re-garrison that whole Europe and make stink face at the Russians is not getting public support here, which may mean that NATO and the U.S. are going to pull off another false flag to try and get everybody angry with the Russians or angry with the Muslims here. They're basically at that point where the only thing that's going to work for them is a new false flag. We'll be talking about that a little bit later in the show. Now, over at the Washington Post, there was an article, Boko Haram suspected of kidnapping 60 more women. Does anybody care? And this article just goes on bemoaning the fact that nobody in the United States seems to be paying any attention to what's going on with Boko Haram and how tragic it is that Americans just don't see the need for the U.S. to go in and invade that country. Well, there are two things you need to keep in mind. First of all, the lack of interest comes from two sources. We here in the United States of America, we've got severe problems that have to take priority over what's happening on the other side of the world. It's their nation, let them solve their problems. We, the people, have to solve our problems, which includes a government that's lying to us about the economy, immigration, Obamacare, global warming, the wars, and the rest of it, which brings me to the second source for a lack of interest over Boko Haram. Given this tsunami of official USDA choice government bovine excrement we've had to endure over the decades, most Americans recognize the Boko Haram kidnappings as another variation on the theme of torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Spanish mines in Havana Harbor, stolen Kuwaiti incubators, Saddam's nuclear weapons, Assad gassing his own supporters, as just another in a long line of fictions to trick Americans into supporting yet another invasion of yet another resource-rich area of the globe. Fool me once. We'll be right back.
First. earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Well, there's drugs to get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor, and there's drugs you get downtown. And there's drugs that help your hearing, and even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So we're talking about how the American corporate media is just bemoaning the fact that the American people just don't seem interested in what's going on in Africa and just are completely unsupportive of the need for the U.S. to go in and invade more of these resource-rich areas so that they will obligingly sell those resources only for the U.S. dollar. And perhaps not too surprisingly, we're now hearing that there has been another bombing at a Nigeria mall, leaving body parts scattered. Now, remember, the last time they tried that, it was exposed as an absolute hoax and a fraud, where their bombings, really, the bombings are going to continue until you agree to throw your children into another war. It's more false flags. I mean, they're coming out thick and fast here. And again, remember, the U.S. government lies all the time to send your children off to wars of conquest to get you to go along with sacrificing your work product, your wealth, your prosperity, your future security to fund all these wars. Remember that lie about the Kuwaiti baby incubator? Was crafted by Hill and Knowlton. They had this tear-stricken young girl on TV. We can't reveal her identity because she's concerned about backlash. Turned out to be the daughter of the Kuwaiti ambassador. And we all know about the lies of Saddam's nuclear weapons, and we all know the lies they tried to use last August about Assad gassing his own people in front of the UN chemical weapons inspectors on the very day they arrived. And that one really fell apart because the American people are starting to understand. You have to look for what should be there and isn't to detect the government lies. And what was missing from Kerry and Obama's story last August was a reason for Assad to do something that stupid. Now, over at careandwashingthebrainblogspot.com, they had a very cogent article, Why the USA and England Had to Start World War II. And it basically focuses on the story about Hitler's transformation of Germany's economy, freeing it from private central banking, and Germany's inflation-crippled, debt-crippled economy turned around and blossomed so quickly. It was called the German miracle in the Western press. And people around the world started saying, let's do what Germany's doing. Let's get rid of these private central banks so that we can be equally prosperous. And, of course, the bankers weren't going to let that happen. And it's just another confirmation of the central thesis of all wars are bankers' wars. And speaking of confirmation, I am continuing to get emails reporting that Facebook blocks all attempts to link to either the text article or the video of All Wars Are Bankers' Wars. I've seen this myself. I went over and tried it. And I'd post a link in there and it'd come back and say, this link is blocked because of objectionable content. Now, Facebook isn't really very strict about what goes on the Facebook pages. I've seen links there going to porn sites, to sites that even question the Holocaust. But by golly, the bankers are afraid that the people of planet Earth are waking up and realizing what's been going on for hundreds of years. And even with Facebook blocking, YouTube is acknowledging at least 500,000 views on the video of All Wars Are Banker Wars. And by the way, the creator of that video and I are getting together for a re-edit of that video to clarify some of the imagery. And after that point, it's going to be available on DVD so that Facebook can't stop you from sharing it with your friends. All righty, story over in the Daily Sheeple. Dick Cheney is predicting a massive attack on the American homeland. The terrorists are coming to get you if you don't let us declare war on the rest of the world. They're homegrown terrorists. They're lone wolves. That's why the NSA can't stop them. And apparently there's an ad on Craigslist recruiting crisis actors for a drill in Houston, Texas, on July 4th. Now, I think that is very, very interesting because July 4th, as I recall, is some kind of a holiday. It's on a Friday this year. A lot of people looking forward to the three-day weekend. It would almost seem like if it's just an ordinary drill, why would you have it there on the holiday when people are going to have other plans and they're not going to want to be there for the drill? Obviously, the 4th of July makes a very symbolic moment for some kind of a false flag attack. And at this point, looking at the poll numbers that are coming in, approval of Congress is 7%. Obama's numbers are in the Al-Qaeda. Nobody's buying any of this stuff that is coming on out from the government. So right now, from the point of view of the money junkies and the warmongers, the only option they have left to try and revitalize the war fever in the American people is a new 9/11. Something more horrible, more terrifying than merely crashing planes into a building. Been there, done that, didn't buy the t-shirt. And there are two possibilities people are discussing. One is to set off an actual nuclear bomb someplace in the United States of America. Or, and this ties into that recent story where a bunch of workers at the CDC were accidentally exposed to weapons-grade anthrax. Because if you're living in California and airplanes crash into a building in New York, it's interesting and newsworthy, but you don't feel it's an immediate threat to you. So this next false flag attack could very easily be anthrax getting dropped on cities all across America so that everybody thinks it's happening to them. It's a direct threat to them. Now, if they use anthrax, it's going to telegraph that it isn't a real terror attack because anthrax is a battlefield biological weapon, and it was chosen and developed for battlefield use because it has low secondary communicability. Your target breathes in the spores. They get anthrax, but they're not able to communicate that disease to other people around them. They don't infect the doctors, the nurses, anybody outside the area. You don't have the possibility of a runaway contagion. A real terrorist attack would choose an infectious agent with a high secondary communicability so that the targeted population does the work of spreading the infection. Just something to keep in mind here. Another article coming out of Investment Watch blog, cyber attacks are now being planned worldwide to strike at the petrodollar. Remember, we've been talking about this one before, that the next 9/11 could be a virtual 9/11, a cyber 9/11, where the U.S. government crashes the computers of the American financial system and says, hey, we don't know who we owe money to anymore. Gosh darn it, we were just about to turn that economy around, and those gosh darn Iranian, Russian, Chinese, North Korean, Al-Qaeda, Muslim, ISIS hackers just had to go and mess everything up. So we could easily see that. Right now, I'm basically getting at least one DOS attack at the What Really Happened servers every single day. And they feel more like probing and testing and trying to build a system. But we remember before the last 9/11, the week before that happened, the FBI went around to all Muslim charities in the United States and took their websites offline. They didn't want anybody coming out there saying, wait a minute, don't blame all Muslims for this. You know, it's Osama bin Laden, maybe, or Al-Qaeda, and then it turned out a bunch of Mossad agents were involved. But we're at the point right now where looking at this situation from the point of view of Washington, D.C., a new false flag is their last option. And we're hearing all these people, Dianne Feinstein, lots of Americans are going to be killed. I've seen the plans. Really, Dianne? Well, if you've seen the plans, why don't you point us at the people making the plans so that we can stop them? They're just broadcasting this. Just like in the months before 9/11, the media was all full of Osama bin Laden and what a terrible person he was, and he was coming for us. They're playing the same game all over again, and they don't understand. We, the American people, recognize it for what it is. It's another fraud. It's another hoax. And the only way we're going to get them to call this off is to openly discuss this with all of our friends and family so that the perpetrators of a new false flag understand the official story isn't going to be believed. We are presuming it's another hoax by a government that lives by lies, fraud, and deception. We've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Women and children. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, there's been a lot of attention focused on the new junta in Cairo, Egypt. The U.S. government has just sent them $500 million of your tax money to maintain control over the people of Egypt, who dared kick out U.S. puppet Mubarak and vote in their own elected leader, Morsi. And, of course, now Morsi has been forced from power, and El-Sisi is now back in charge. And he's come under serious criticism for sentencing 3 reporters to prison for being reporters. But along with that, there's another problem that's beginning to surface in Egypt, and this is the disappearances. Remember Chile under Pinochet, and anybody who criticized the government just disappeared? Well, according to Amnesty International, that is now on the rise inside Egypt. If you disagree with El-Sisi, if you disagree with U.S. policy, you just disappear and you are never seen again. All right. Now, Israel has imposed and is maintaining a gag order on the case of these 3 missing teenagers. There's no information coming out about them. And basically the rumors that are flying is that the teens are already dead, or that the teens are staying in a Tel Aviv hotel, or that the teens have already been released and sent home. But Israel is maintaining a gag order on the case in order to use the 3 missing teens as an excuse to prolong raids on the West Bank that have nothing to do with the missing boys, but are intended to shatter the new Palestinian unity government of Fatah and Hamas. Now, so far, just over the last couple of months, everybody's saw 3 kidnapped Israelis, but apparently Israel has kidnapped more than 250 Palestinian children in recent months. They simply grab these Palestinian children from their homes in the middle of the night. Parents aren't told. There's no reason for the detention. They're simply locked away. That strikes me as kidnapping. And apparently 20% of the children Israel is kidnapping from their families are being kept in solitary confinement. Now, Israel, in the during this crisis, has revived an old policy in which Israel will simply bulldoze the home of anybody suspected of being a terrorist. And so as they go out through the West Bank and Gaza, searching, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, for these three missing Israelis, anybody that they deem to be potentially a terrorist has their homes being destroyed. It's just another way of knocking down the homes and grabbing the land for Israel. And nobody is buying that at all. Now, over in Pravda, and citing an original source article in Newsweek, they're calling attention to the fact that Israel continues to be the largest foreign spy operation inside the United States directed against Americans. And that it is viewed as damaging to America's interests by our own intelligence services. And yet nothing is being done about them, with the exception of Jonathan Pollard, whose betrayal was so terrible that they had to throw him in jail, and Israel's still begging to get him back. Pollard's a big hero in Israel. They've got streets named after him. They think he was great. There's an article at whatreallyhappened.com. I'm going to put it up in this next commercial break. The spy scandal about just how much Israel's been spying on the United States, up to and including 9/11, and how our government just continues to look the other way. Oh, we have to get the Russian spies and the Chinese spies, but Israeli spies, no big deal. Remember those dancing Israelis on 9/11? These Israelis who were videotaping the whole thing, and by the way, that video is still classified. The report is it shows the impact of the first aircraft into the first tower, which would prove pre-knowledge. And these Israelis were high-fiving and dancing and cheering to the point where the police arrested them, and three of them turned out to be Mossad agents. Remember Carl Cameron's four-part story on the Israeli spy ring that was uncovered just before 9/11? And in that story on Fox News, they had a U.S. government official saying that there is, in fact, evidence linking the arrested Mossad agents to 9/11, but that that evidence was classified by the U.S. government. It's just more fakery and fraud out there. Apparently, and this is being reported over in RIF.com, Israeli occupation forces are starting to raid publishing companies in the West Bank and Gaza. They're trying to shut down their media. They attacked the offices of Russia Today not too long ago. They're trying to absolutely shut down any communication coming out of Gaza and the West Bank as they roll on in with their final solution to the Palestinian question here. Oddly enough, over at Desert Peace, they have an article right now that Israel's agenda is facing a grave threat from the American Jewish community. Now, once the greatest support group for Israel, that support is plunging as more and more American Jews come to realize that the behavior of the government of Israel is a major problem and a threat to Jews the world over. And they're starting to support the boycott and divest and sanctions movement from Israel. And so even the staunch support for Israel inside the United States is beginning to crumble, as they stop believing that this is whatever it is they're told to believe and start actually taking a good, solid look at it. Every day at the top of my website, I have a thought for the day that's randomly selected from a master file by a script that runs at midnight. I don't pick these deliberately, but sometimes it is almost eerie how pertinent they seem to be. And I'm going to read you the thought for the day from today. Believe nothing just because a so-called wise person said it. Believe nothing just because a belief is generally held. Believe nothing just because it is said in ancient books. Believe nothing just because it is said to be of divine origin. Believe nothing just because someone else believes it. Believe only what you yourself test and judge to be true. Buddha. Very, very wise words for the Israel firsters, for the global warming supporters, for everybody who still wants to desperately cling to the belief that the U.S. government is obeying the Constitution and working for the common good of all Americans. Now then, there's been a new development over at the Veterans Affairs scandal. A whistleblower has come forward to say that the VA was changing the records to show dead patients as still being alive and obtaining care, to conceal how many people were dying on these secret waiting lists. They've acknowledged at least 1,000 of our wounded veterans died waiting for care. And now that number may be much, much higher because the VA's own records aren't recording all the deaths. The books are being cooked to make it look like the veterans are surviving and they're doing really, really well. Somebody needs to go on out there and do an actual survey of our wounded veterans as to the care they're getting or not getting and how many really have died. And by the way, I count these suicides among our veterans as the absence of care from the VA. The U.S. government spends all kinds of money to take your kids and turn them into robotic killing machines and give them guns and bullets and send them into the war zone. But when they come back wounded and no longer of any use to the war machine, that's it. Not going to spend any money to help them readjust to a civilian peaceful life. Just put them out on a waiting list and hope they go away. All righty. We have some economic news to look at. And we're going to be starting off here with the fact that the revised gross domestic product from the first quarter of 2014, the new revision shows that the U.S. economy shrank 2.9% in the first quarter. Now, back around the 1st of April, remember they were trumpeting there was a growth of 0.1%, one-tenth of 1%, and it doesn't sound like much. But if there's growth, it means we're not in a recession, because the definition of recession is three consecutive quarters of negative GDP. And the first quarter of 2014 was going to be the third, but miraculously they had a 0.1% growth, and that meant we're not in a recession. See, the economy's recovering. Well, obviously, if the economy did shrink in that first quarter, then we are in a recession. And next month, when the second quarter numbers come out, they're not probably going to be looking all that good. And by the way, that drop in the first quarter, that was the biggest quarterly drop not attributed to a recession in 58 years. But now we have to go back and look at that. There were three quarters of negative GDP. That is a recession. Durable goods orders are tumbling. That's another bad indicator. But despite all this bad economic news, somehow the U.S. stock market is in the green. Huzzah, huzzah. See, the economy's fine. The money junkies on Wall Street are doing just great. How can you doubt the wisdom of Wall Street and Washington, D.C.'s handling of the economy? So forth and so on. All righty, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back in just a little bit after these few words.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life. Really? I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals. Wow, why are you so nice to me? Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to grab a couple of phone calls here. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, this GDP number, right there, you know the stock market's rigged because it should have been going down after that number.
Yes.
Now, this whole thing is a game. You know, it's like people shouldn't even look at the stock market anymore because it's just, it's all phony. It's pretty sad, you know. I mean, this shows you that we have no growth. We have contraction. That means people aren't going out buying stuff. People are getting laid off. The unemployment rate's all rigged. I mean, geez, when are people going to just start realizing this?
Well, like I was saying before, the durable goods orders are numbers down. The Baltic Dry Index is down. You know, the government is basically lying through their teeth, telling us everything's okay, it's going to work out. Meanwhile, of course, the looting of the American people to prop up this Ponzi scheme central bank is continuing apace, and the U.S. is trying to conquer the resource-rich areas of the world to force the world back to using the U.S. dollar internationally. The petrodollar deal, trading these resources only for the U.S. dollar, and it's failing miserably. Countries are leaving the dollar faster than the U.S. can conquer them.
Yeah, look at Austria, the deal with Austria and the Russians for the gas pipeline. So all they need now is Bulgaria to step up and man up.
Well, British Petroleum and China just signed a deal, and China's not going to want to trade through the U.S. dollar. So there's going to be something like $20 billion that is trading, that from which the Wall Street and the U.S. government don't get their piece of the action.
Yep, more death by 1,000 razor blades.
Yeah, really. Well, it's... The writing is definitely on the wall. Dustin, I'm going to let you go here now. I want to switch over to George in Texas. George, aloha. Welcome to our show. What's on your mind?
Well, how you doing, Mike?
Doing fine.
Well, all I could see is the banking system grasping for something with traction. And, you know, it's with the wars in Ukraine and Iraq and Syria And then you got this border crisis where I think Obama's trying to create a crisis as another diversion, trying to collapse the economy and bankrupt the country to sort of like divert attention away from the banks collapsing. And the thing is, I don't really think the economy is going to collapse in the direction they want it to, because everybody's going to figure out who did it.
I disagree with you. I think one of the reasons for Obama bringing in this new flood of immigrants and trying to make them instant citizens is to build up a labor force that can be taxed to try and deal with this skyrocketing debt. The problem is we don't have enough food to feed them. We don't have jobs enough for our own legal citizens. I don't know where Obama thinks he's going to find gainful employment for these people. He would be much better off bringing back high-paying manufacturing jobs for legal American citizens, out of which more taxes would be paid.
Well, I heard they're trying to bring in illegals under Cloward and Piven. And, you know, I just don't really think it's going to work. I really, you know, would do... Because right now it's more like the Texas law enforcement is securing the border more than the Border Patrol is, and I'm hearing of deployments of people coming to border. I really think this mad rush to the border is going to stop real soon, and I hope the states nullify these people registering to vote, because our immigration system supposed to be uniform, not preferential.
I would absolutely agree with you. And like I said the other day, let's just get some of those cops from Georgia to go on down to the Texas border and start hurling flashbang grenades at the children as they come across, and this problem will stop itself.
Yeah, well, thank you, Mike.
All righty. Let's see. Moving on back here. Now, China and several other countries have decided to form their own credit rating agency, because the U.S.-controlled credit rating companies have been caught engaging in misrepresentation and fraud too many times. Remember back in 2008, when this whole mortgage-backed securities fraud was underway, all of Wall Street's rating agencies, with the exception of Egan Jones, all labeled these investments as AAA, which meant pension funds could invest in them legally. And that's why the pension funds are now defunded, because that whole thing collapsed. Nobody went to jail for it. They're back playing the same game, bubbling up and bundling student loans and car loans and security contracts, and they're just doing what they've always done to make themselves insanely rich. And now the rest of the world no longer trusts these Wall Street ratings agencies, and they're going to form their own centered around China, and they're calling it the Universal Credit Rating Group, UCRG. And it basically comes down to nobody trusts the United States anymore about anything. China has also signed a new trade agreement with Greece that also does not go through the U.S. dollar. This policy of dollarification of the world, of bringing the world back to Bretton Woods, bringing the world under the control of the petrodollar, it's already failing despite all the bloodshed and bombing and drone strikes and coup d'etats. Nations are fleeing the dollar and the U.S. financial system, and indeed private central banking as a whole, faster than they can be conquered and brought back in. Here in the United States of America, U.S. businesses are taking out ads in major papers like the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal and the Washington Post. These are coming out from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the National Association of Manufacturers, saying no more sanctions against Russia. Because just like we found out in Germany, there are too many American companies doing a good business with Russian companies, and they don't want that to stop, because their businesses will go out of business. Merkel's dealing with the same thing in Germany. 6,000 companies in Germany will stop operating if sanctions are brought down against Russia. And the same thing is true here in the United States of America. But from the point of view of the money junkies and the warmongers, they don't care if small businesses get destroyed. Well, let's just get them out of the way, and, you know, so that the giant corporations can reign unimpeded here. As I mentioned, British Petroleum is signing a $20 billion U.S. dollar gas deal with China for liquefied natural gas, but they're not trading in the dollar. Remember, China just set up a yuan exchange in London. There's no reason for them to go through the U.S. dollar, from which the U.S. financial center would get their mafia-like piece of the action. In this day and age of instant computerized financial transactions, there's no need for a single global currency in the first place. It's an antiquated holdover from the end of World War II, when financial accounts were still being settled by lugging around stacks of ink and paper. Meanwhile, over in Great Britain, there's a huge scandal surrounding the payday loan company Wonga, where they were, first of all, it's basically legalized loan sharking. They charge incredibly high interest rates for these people who are just driven by desperation to get a payday loan. So their lights won't be turned off, their water won't be turned off, and they wind up paying a lot more in the long run because of these payday loan companies. Well, apparently, Wonga, trying to scare people to get these loans paid off, and remember, Wonga and a lot of these other payday loan companies were caught deliberately losing checks from customers so they could charge more interest while the customer went out and got a replacement check. They're very underhanded companies. And apparently, Wonga was caught setting up a phony law office to send out letters that looked like they were from real law firms saying, if you don't pay now, we will attach your salary, we will seize your private property, we will seek legal action against you, all of which was a gigantic bluff because Wonga, as a payday loan company of itself, does not have standing to take anybody to court to garnish their wages or seize their property. It was a gigantic fraud. And they've already been hit with a £2.6 million fine for all this fakery. Apparently, Wonga was even claiming to have to pay legal costs to a law firm for these letters, and they'd add the charges onto the customer's bill. And it turned out they were just spitting this stuff out of the printers in their office. It's just absurd, the abuse that is being brought onto the people by the money junkies. And at some point, they're going to have to stand up. And by the way, it's not just the ordinary consumers who are upset. Apparently, over in Great Britain, thousands of angry tax workers have walked out of Her Majesty's Revenue Center. They're doing these strikes to protest cuts in pay and cuts in staff. And my advice to the people of Great Britain is while those tax workers have walked out of HMRC, lock the doors. Going to take a break for our top of the hour segment. We will be right back.
Financial